Hi, I'm David Maman. I'm the founder and CTO of GreenSQL, and this is a HelpNet security podcast. This time I'm going to talk about the need for unified database security solutions. As time passes, we are noticing about more and more issues and more alerts in the media about endless number of organizations that the information there have been breached and the information have been leaked. The past few years, the hacktivism category have started raising to a new, extremely new height when endless, and I'm talking about not only organization or government organization, but also security organizations have been breached. And if in the past it was about a web defacement, and if it was about changing something in the website of the vendor or of the company, today is about getting into the information. And the information always is stored in databases. And this time it doesn't matter which database the customer is using or the organization is using. It can be an open source database like Postgres or MySQL, or it can be a professional database like Oracle or Microsoft SQL Server. And the destination, the target of all those groups, all those attackers, is the database. And the database is the destination. And just to give you a few examples, Symantec have been breached a few times. Sony, 100 million user accounts have been breached from Sony PlayStation Network. And this number is something that always makes me laugh. The most common password for this 100,000 people was Seinfeld. And it just tells you how old are the real players. They are not 15. So how come it's so easy? How come organization like Sony that can afford endless amount of money to secure their needs and to secure their resources are falling to this hole of unsecured data? And we can give another example like Fox, like Starford, the recent example, and more and more and more, and the Amazon site and endless number of websites. And the thing is that the current situation about how people protect, everyone is focusing about protecting the web application. Everyone is focusing about how to protect. They buy endless number of products of web application security. They are hardening their operating system, their web applications. They're putting antiviruses, but eventually the destination is the database. And using multiple technologies that are available today in the market can assist. But unless you see the full picture, nothing truly can assist you. And what exactly are the features that are required in order to secure? Many years ago, Oracle have released a feature set which was called Oracle Vault. And the Oracle Vault solution has required people and provided people the option to enforce what's called separation of duties. Separation of duties means that even though you have a database administrator or you have a developer which got full rights to the database, but should never have the option to retrieve sensitive information like customer information or credit card information. And using this feature, so naturally I'm not talking about Oracle as specific because Oracle solutions can cost a lot of money. Separation of duties, the option to separate, how come the IP address of my web server using the user credential of the web server and the application name should never have the option to retrieve sensitive information which is not allowed. So, and on the other end, this specific a user with a DBA privileges, a database administrator privileges, will never have the option to do anything besides running administrative commands. So, a separation of duties is extremely important when we're taking into consideration the option to secure a database environment. The second feature, which is extremely required, is the option to enforce a database firewall. A database firewall, which exists in the market for many, many years now, provides you the option to enforce to which table in your database, which application from which source IP will have the option to secure it. The third component, which is getting more and more required because of PCI compliance and PCI DSS and other compliances that are required for website owners and any website that provide you an online payment. The option to mask sensitive information, for example, if my customer relationship employee or just agent is entering the database, entering the application which retrieves information from the database, so he will never see the full credit card information. So you must mask with X, with zeros, the first character of the credit card and just show him the last four. And just to give you an example, the integration between those different features. For example, if my auditing feature, which is the fourth component that I haven't discussed, that all its purpose is to detect when someone is retrieving a lot of information, if someone is running administrative command, just to alert. If the alerting model and auditing model will detect that someone have retrieved more than 2,000 rows at the same time, will automatically enable the masking, the dynamic data masking feature, to mask all the other information that is still being retrieved, then the information will be secured. Maybe you have lost 1,000 rows, maybe 2,000, but the rest of the 99 million will be masked. And this is why I said unified database security solution, because the integration between the components, this is the true added value that is required now. The option, how my auditing will enforce a masking policy, how my security will enforce additional audit, how my intrusion prevention model, which is additional model of the security components in database security, will provide the option to enforce multiple rules automatically. So the thing is that there are endless number of technologies, but if I'll install 4 or 7 different vendors, just the overhead of the management will be something that no organization can afford unless you're Cisco or IBM. But today, you can do and you can get a unified database security.